بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering it down some questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah who is Ar-Rahman. Allah who is Al-Mannan.
La ilaha illa.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum. Well, welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs with me, Atta, the host of this program. Sheikh Rouhani is over here to answer today's question. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. Welcome to the show.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
So, how are you doing, Sheikh? How's life?
Alhamdulillah. How about you? Are you fine, inshallah?
Alhamdulillah, good. Alhamdulillah. This is the school time in Iran. Waking up early in the morning and taking the kids to the school. And it's autumn and the weather is getting cold in Islamic Republic of Iran. Alhamdulillah. Life is good.
Alhamdulillah.
Life is beautiful. Okay. For today's discussion, that is question and answer on Islamic beliefs, we want to get to a rather controversial question, and that is the number of the wars of Prophet Muhammad, the battles that he attended. Why a Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the Prophet of mercy and kindness and affection and love, must attend and participate in a war or battle which is full of bloodshed or something like that? Isn't this contradictory? So first of all, give us a historical background about the number of the wars of Prophet Muhammad, how many wars were there, and why Prophet Muhammad fought against the enemies of Islam on that time in the form of battles.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. First of all, we should know that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is merciful and kind. Out of His grace and mercy, He sent us the prophets,
yes,
to guide us to the right path and to save us from the hellfire.
Yes.
So this is there is a qa'ida in the ilm of theology, says qa'ida to lutf.
Yes.
Says that the religions and the prophets are sent out of the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Since Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is gracious, He sent us the prophets. So the presence of the prophets among the people is out of this mercy and rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why it says that the prophets are rahmatan lil alameen. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is titled as rahmatan lil alameen. So this is a very important question that, okay, if that is the case, then why there are many battles in which, for example, Prophet either personally or, for example, his deputies and representatives attended these wars against mushrikeen and kuffar?
That's right.
To answer this question, first of all, we should know that the Prophet ﷺ in Mecca did not fight against any of the mushrikeen.
Okay.
He just tried his best to guide these people, to invite these people to Islam by kindness, through kindness, through mercy, through rahmah.
Through words,
exactly,
and rather
exactly.
Than
because the
love.
Prophet did not have any army, any
yes.
soldiers, any people to fight against, for example, those infidels and polytheists who were really powerful people in Mecca. But what happened? These people of Mecca, the tribal leaders, the kuffar and mushrikeen, they not only they did not follow the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they forced the Prophet, but also they forced the Prophet to leave Mecca.
All right.
So Prophet was forcefully left Mecca for Medina.
Yes.
And the companions of the Prophets were really tortured and, let's say, punished by these people of Mecca.
They were under sanctions.
Exactly. And, right. and that sanction in Sha'ba Abi Talib was also the story of the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Mecca. So when
years.
The Prophet dealt with the people of Mecca, with mushrikeen, with mercy, with kindness and rahmah, what he received was this kind of enmity, hostility.
And aggression,
oppression against
That's
themselves.
Right.
Yeah. From the people of Mecca. So they forced the Prophet to leave Mecca,
all right.
his homeland, his hometown, the place where he was born, he was raised, he grew up, he really loved Mecca. But they
and this is the time that he is a prophet.
Yes, of course.
Okay,
yeah.
That's right.
Then he left Mecca.
Yes.
So they actually chased Prophet outside Mecca to get to take him and to imprison him or even to kill him.
Yes.
So finally they decided to kill him. So that's why the Prophet left Mecca. When he came to Medina, now the question is that in Medina, the people of Medina welcomed the Prophet wholeheartedly.
Yes.
There is no any sign of aggression against the Prophet,
mm-hmm.
no hostility, no enmity from the inhabitants of Medina or Yathrib to the Prophet ﷺ. They welcomed the Prophet, you know. They paved the ground for the preaching of Islam and promulgation of Islam in Medina, the people of Medina. While the Prophet, again, did not have any power, did not have any soldier, any army. So Prophet was accepted by the people of Medina out of Rahman, mercy. From the Prophet and from the people of Medina.
Wasn't it now because from the father's side he belonged to Medina?
That was okay. That's not that important, you know?
Uh-huh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But what matters most for the people of Medina, the teachings, doctrines, beliefs of the Islam. So that's why they welcomed Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Now it's really important question that this Prophet who was welcomed by the people of Medina, yeah? Then why wars started?
Mm-hmm.
The fact is that you know, the first war is the Battle of Badr.
Yes.
What happened in the Battle of Badr? Did the Prophet ﷺ attack, for example, the people of Mecca, or just the Prophet defended the people of Mecca, the people of Medina in Badr?
Yes.
It was a defensive war. Then we have, for example, Battle of Uhud, we have Battle of Khandaq. In all these battles, it was the people of Mecca, the Kuffar, the infidels, Abu Sufyan and the tribal leaders of Mecca who attacked Medina
mm-hmm.
and wanted to kill the Prophet and wanted to kill the inhabitants and the people of Yathrib and Medina. So that's why it was the responsibility of the Prophet ﷺ, who was welcomed, who was supported and helped by these people of Ansar in Medina. So he had this responsibility to protect them, to defend them, you see, to safeguard them against the attacks waged against them by the infidels and polytheists. Otherwise, the Prophet would have been actually what we can say, even criminal if the Prophet did not fight against the enemies of Medina.
We know that in the Battle of Badr, which took place in the year 2 AH, the Meccans had confiscated the property and homes of the Muslims who fled to Medina.
Yeah.
And a large Meccan trade caravan was returning to Mecca, and the Muslims moved to intercept it to reclaim some of their lost wealth, okay?
Yeah.
So this was the way that...
Yeah.
In fact, again, this was a kind of, we can call it defensive war.
Yes, because it happened close to Medina, not Mecca.
Yes,
you know? It was not the Prophet who attacked
Mecca. And in protection
Mecca.
Of the property of the Muslims, that's right.
So because of this, would the people of Medina would ask the Prophet, how are you kind, how are you merciful, why you do not protect us, you do not defend us? You do not act against our enemies, so why should we support you? Yeah. So this was the responsibility of the Prophet regarding the people of Medina, as well as regarding the truth and the haqiqatul Islam.
All right.
As Prophet Sulaiman, as Prophet Musa, yes. as Prophet Ibrahim, as the other prophets defended the true teachings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this planet, on this earth, this was the responsibility of the Prophet of Islam as well. The last point that I wanted to mention, sometimes you may behave, for example, people apparently unkindly, but in reality, it is out of your kindness and mercy. You know, for example,
yes.
if you look at the parents, sometimes mothers let the doctors, for example, to inject, for example, something to the body of the baby, and mm-hmm. baby is crying and shouting,
yes.
and mother hearing. But, you know, here, this kind of action which is taking place is because of that child, because
right.
they love that child.
Sometimes
the battles between the Prophet ﷺ and the infidels and the enemies, it is out of the mercy, because they wanted to guide them, but they do not accept, so here force is needed.
That's right. Just look at the Battle of Khandaq or Trench, which took place in the year 5 AH. The Meccans, who were enraged by their previous failures, allied with some Jewish and Bedouin tribes to raise an army of over 10,000 people, okay? To attack Prophet Muhammad and, you know, to attack the Muslims. And upon the advice from Salman al-Farsi, you know, the Muslims dug a large trench around again, the parts of Medina, a completely defensive fortification, okay? So again, the Battle of Trench or Khandaq was...
Yeah, all of them are defensive.
Were defensive wars, okay? So our Prophet Muhammad was not the start of any war. So inside the war and the battles, there was this principle of mercy in war from the side of Prophet Muhammad. Can you explain this a little bit for us? Because usually mercy has no place in war. How Prophet Muhammad showed mercy in the war?
You know, for example, I can give you this example. The Prophet ﷺ was very mercilessly, we can say, behaved by the people of Mecca. Mm-hmm. And he was forced to leave Mecca. His companions were forced to leave Mecca. Their properties were usurped. Some of the companions were killed by the people of Mecca. And the people of Mecca attacked many times Medina and killed many of the companions, the relatives, the good people of Medina and the good friends and supporters of the Prophet ﷺ. Even in the Battle of the Uhud, the Prophet was about to be killed by the enemies. Despite all these wars waged against the Prophet in Medina by the people of Mecca, despite all those killings and murderings of the companions of the Prophet ﷺ, of the close relatives of the Prophet ﷺ, when Prophet came back to Mecca and he conquered Mecca not with war, with peacefully, and when he entered Mecca, look, how did the Prophet ﷺ behave the people of Mecca?
Yes.
Abu Sufyan, his wife, and his servant, Wahshi. Because Wahshi killed Hamza Sayyid al-Shuhada, Hamza Sayyid al-Shuhada, in that very brutal and merciless and inhuman kind of way. Animalistic way, I mean. But despite all these facts, we see that the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam
even respected
Abu Sufyan.
Okay.
Told the people of Mecca, those who seek refuge to the house of Abu Sufyan, mm-hmm. they are saved. It means that the house of Abu Sufyan is respected by the Prophet
so many people came to Prophet Muhammad and said, this is a time for revenge and retaliation.
Yes, yes.
So kill Wahshi, the assassinator of your uncle. Prophet Muhammad said that I'm not such a person, but just tell Wahshi to leave the city and be out of my sight. Because whenever I see him, that memory is recollected in my mind. Okay?
Yes.
So Wahshi did this.
Even Hind, who ordered the wife of Abu Sufyan, who ordered Wahshi to do so. These are all the facts that show that the Prophet was so powerful at that day. He was powerful enough, strong enough to take revenge of all those things that they did against him in Mecca and also in Medina.
Mm-hmm.
But Prophet, when the people of Medina asked the Prophet, O Prophet, how would you behave us? What are you going to do with us? The Prophet told them that I would behave you like my brother Yusuf or Joseph. As my brother Joseph or Yusuf forgave and actually pardoned his brothers, I would forgive you all because you are my brothers.
Okay.
So this is the mercy of the Prophet in the day that he was strong enough to take revenge of the shuhada of Uhud, mm-hmm. shuhada of Badr, shuhada of, let's say, Khandaq, all these shuhadas.
That's right. Through Sulh al-Hudaybiyah, he signed, that's right, a peace treaty and a truce with the Meccans that involved significant compromises from the Muslims. And this shows the prime example of Prophet Muhammad prioritizing peace over military victory when possible. And this was the lifestyle of Prophet Muhammad, our Prophet, the Prophet of Peace and Mercy. That's right. Thank you. Thank you very much, Sheikh Rouhani, for a nice elaboration regarding the wars and the battles of Prophet Muhammad and the principle of mercy in the war from the side of Prophet Muhammad. It was very kind of you. Thank you much, Sheikh.
Thank you very much. You're welcome.
And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. Please, for more information, visit our website, iranradio.ir. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanullah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min labani Ali wa Husayn wa Hasan. Li Ali wa Husayn wa Hasan. لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن علي وحسين